Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 136. In this episode, we're going to be doing a comparison between Kajabi and LearnWorlds. They're two leading SaaS competitors to WordPress. Plus, in the second half of the show, we're going to be looking at some of their main competitors and also a WordPress competitor. It should be a great show. I've got my great co-host, Kurt Van Einen, with me. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, my name's Kurt Van Einen, and I own a company called Mañana No Más. We focus largely on membership and learning websites, and we also work directly with the great folks and team at WP Tonic.
That's fantastic. Like I say, we're going to be looking at Kajabi and LearnWorlds. They're both extremely popular. It should be a great show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors, Kinsta Hosting. They're great people and really appreciate them supporting the show over the years. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back. Before, like I say, we go into the main part, I also want the opportunity to point out we've got a great course done by Kirk that shows you how to build a membership website on WordPress from beginning to end with the best technology in 2025. It's normally around $50, but you can get it for half price. Plus, if you buy the course, you'll get a coupon code sent to you that will take 50% off your first year of a starter plan with WP Tonic. It's just amazing value. To get this, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and you find the offer there. So let's go straight into it, Kirk. So where would we start if you had somebody ringing you up, booking a consultation, and they brought up Kajabi and they were comparing it with LearnWorlds? What would you initially start saying to them?
Well, Jonathan, it's interesting because this episode caused me to do another deeper dive on both, right? Because
I apologize.
No, it's all good because I was, not too long ago, I was pretty rough on Kajabi for a bit. I mean, I had a customer, a client whose website was built in Kajabi, and navigating the back end of that and figuring out where her content was.
Well, I'm still going to be a bit harsh on them, to be truthful about it.
That was hard. That was hard. But they've come out with some new features. I think they've improved the UX a little bit. So if we're going to have a conversation about these two, like most things, it comes down to use case. And so when I'm looking at people in the LearnWorlds circles, it's going to be, do you have SCORM content? What are you looking for in your reporting? What do you, like real substantive questions about the learning. Whereas with Kajabi, I think more of that use case conversation is going to be, from an all-in-one platform perspective, what are these features and benefits you're looking to take advantage of? They both advertise being an all-in-one platform, but I believe that Kajabi, when you do the deep dive, Kajabi really has some more features and benefits if you're willing to pay $7,200 a year if you want to have a mobile app.
Yeah, my stance is a little bit different to yours. I see it very similar in some ways, excluding all the AI stuff that both of these platforms are putting in, and some of it's impressive and some of it isn't. But I see it very similar to the world of Lifter LMS and LearnDash. They come from, I have noticed that not only in WordPress, but also in the world of SaaS, everybody is encroaching on everybody else's yard.
Yeah.
There's massive overlap. Now, LearnWorlds, I've always liked it. I've always been a bit partial to it. But it's similar to what the way people see Lifter LMS and LearnDash. And it's more to do with their content, the history, and who they initially were targeted themselves at. And LearnWorlds has a more corporate, more established e-learning, SCORM kind of content and background, where Kajabi is really meat and potatoes. Has been the individual's entrepreneur or small organization. But now I think there's a lot of overlap between these two programs,
yeah,
platforms. The main difference is that LearnWorlds has drip email to encourage people who are doing a course, but it doesn't have the automation and email power of what Kajabi has. It has integration with a number of third-party email SaaS platforms like MailChimp, Kit, Drip, you name them. It's got a number of integrations, but it hasn't got that lead. It builds landing pages, and actually the landing page builder I quite like. How would you respond to what I've just said?
I don't know. You kind of went around in some circles there, but the
I always do, don't I?
When I kind of agree with the idea that Kajabi does seem to be more like the creators all in one space. LearnWorlds, I think, is a little more, I hate to say corporate, because to me, that's these platforms aren't corporate use platforms. I know that they advertise some logos and say that they work with some big companies, but these products really aren't competitors in a corporate training sense, the way that I think about corporate training. I almost look at, like, and this is going to sound weird because we're going to bring it up later, but like when I look at LearnWorlds, I almost think Podia. I almost think there's some kind of like restriction on the page building.
Well, I think in the second half, we're going to be discussing there. And I think that's both these platforms, that's where they have problems, because I think in the competitors in SaaS or in WordPress, there's better value, more flexibility with some of the other programs. My main beef with Kajabi is their marketing. I haven't used it recently. I know they have done UX usability improvements lately. Both these platforms are really pushing. There's about four or five that are kind of competing head-to-head. I think Kajabi and LearnWorlds, with one or two, are in the SaaS world in the top four, in my opinion, for the individual or smaller organisation. I think they're definitely, I agree with you, they wouldn't be on the top of the list on enterprise level.
Yeah.
However you judge that, but I suppose I judge that with a 1,000, 2,000 person organisation plus. But my main beef, even though I do agree with you, it's improved, is that Kajabi really does kind of sells itself as a Swiss Army knife, really easy to set up, and off you go. And I think it's really, really dependent on your experience, because the last time I logged into it, which was about a year ago, I was thinking to myself, I've got over 15 years experience and I'm not finding this experience easy, straightforward. I'm having to read the documentation, which was very good, and the video training inside the platform, excellent, really great documentation. Given top marks, but it was not intuitive.
I think a lot of that has gotten a little bit better. Either that or you and I have just gotten more tolerant as we've looked at these platforms. Where both of them kind of lose me is like the freedom to move things around. For instance, if I'm in Kajabi and I want to add a video to a lesson, you can add the video, you know, block, but it only goes to the top. Like you can't move it around. You can't resize it. You can't play with things. And they have different templates that do different things. But then you kind of lock yourself into that template and you don't have the freedom to move things around. When you add an attachment to something, that attachment isn't like some button you can put anywhere in the text. Like, hey, download this helper resource here. Like you can't do that. It's an attachment link and it's only at the top of the page or it's only at the bottom of the page, depending again on which template you had chosen originally. So you don't get a lot of freedom to move things around or do things that work best for your learner. And, you know, learner first is a big principle for me. When I'm consulting with a client and I'm trying to help them build their curriculum out, I'm constantly having to go back to, is this a learner first principle? Is this, you know, because customers are clients, they want to do certain things. And I'll say, is that to make your life easy or make the student's life easy? Because this project is all about, you know, learner-centered activity. And it's important that we keep that framework at the front of our minds or else we can get lost in our own stuff. And I think Kajabi and LearnWorlds are both in that space where they can kind of get lost in their own space. LearnWorlds, I think, is a little cleaner, but I picture LearnWorlds being more like, hey, I've got a course or a series of courses and I want to build an online training site. And I picture Kajabi being like, I want to do this weird business I can't quite put my finger on, but I think a course might be part of it. And then you sign up for that.
I still prefer the interface of LearnWorlds. I think it's a very nice interface, the back end.
Oh, it's pleasant. Yeah,
I think they've done a better job than Kajabi. I think both platforms have problems with their starter plans. I think Kajabi used to start off with their basic plan, which is if it's month to month, and I would always advise you to start off on these platforms on a month to month basis, even if they offer a 30-day, 14-day free trial, I would still advise you to try them out on a month-to-month basis. And then you could always upgrade to the annual plan and get a discount. Both offer discounts if you'd go the annual route. But they used to start off with their basic plan, and obviously they got through market research and they decided to bring in a lower tier, which they call Kickstarter, which is $89 if you pay month to month. But it's got, you're only allowed one product. I would imagine that's one course in their language. But the biggest thing with me, you're only allowed 250 contacts. You can send out 7,500 email per month, but who's going to send 7,500 email to just 250? And I have a real problem at something that's costing you $89 a month where you only allow 250 contacts in it.
I almost feel like we need to take the pricing out of the conversation because I cannot wrap my head around Kajabi's pricing. And there's a ton of people using the platform. So that to me,
I think between 3,000 and 5,000 people are using it, aren't they?
I don't know. It seems like probably, more than that. Their pricing is.
Podia reckon there's 130,000 to 150,000 using their platform.
Whew. So if you go to LearnWorld and you look at their pricing.
Well, they've got a problem. Pricing. It looks really attractive. It's maybe not such a bigger well, in some ways it is, because they've got this starter for $29.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem I have is
$5.
Is they've got a transaction fee on every purchase. It's a flat fee. It's not a percentage. It's $5. I haven't done the math of what percentage. Well, actually, that's quite high on $29. But they've got a $5 transactional fee, and I just don't like it. But it doesn't. I can't say with Kajabi's Kickstarter that it's crippled, because it isn't. It's got all the functionality there, but 250 contacts. But like I say, Learn Worlds, you've got this $5 flat fee for every user.
I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt, Jonathan, and I'm trying to think about some of these startup clients that we work with. And in a lot of cases, we're trying to talk people into minimal viable product, get something launched, get the top, you know, get the first 10 paying customers. And when we're used to dealing with people in those frameworks, 250 contacts isn't that bad, provided those contacts are actual players. Like, you know, that like you've marketed your site and you've brought potential buyers in, and they might actually be buying something. So if you had 10, 15, 20 paying students out of those 250 contacts, it wouldn't take you long to generate the revenue to justify going to the basic plan with 10,000 contacts. But then again, it's like, I almost wish we could take the money out of the conversation, because that's $120 a month. Well, actually, it's what, $149 a month on the regular price.
On their basic plan, month to month is $149.
Yeah, $149 a month. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself,
where LearnWorld's Pro Trainer, the next one up, that doesn't have the $5 transaction fee, it's $99. I think that's pretty good value for $99, what they're offering in the Pro Trainer of Learn Worlds.
And if you have score material, it definitely is worth it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you start talking about SCORM and start looking at, you know, SCORM compliant websites, $100 a month is a deal.
Yeah. But you've got to be fair to Kajabi. It is a slick product. It integrates, but the marketing, it's not the easiest to start off with. And when we're in the second half of the show, I will expand on it. It seems to me stuck in the middle. It's not the most simplest to get your head around, but it lacks a lot of the power functionality as your experience grows. So I think you could attack it on both ends. The templates, the starter website themes in it are a little bit bland to my liking. But a lot of people love it. I think, how would you wrap up? So who do you think Kajabi is right for, and who do you think Learn Worlds is right for?
I'm going to run the risk of hurting some feelings. I think if someone is making professional level courses, and courses are the focus of what they are offering, I think Learn Worlds is the direction to go. When you start looking at all of the features and all of the extra bells and whistles that Kajabi puts in, that turns into a different thing. And so I, if someone's really focused on courses, quality courses, and to your point, you know, a nice interface to work in, I think Learn Worlds is the solution. But if there's someone that's more like, I want to do live video coaching, I want to have a more active CRM tool, I want to do this scheduling thing, then I think they're more in the Kajabi customer space.
Yeah, I think that's the classical view, and it might be still totally right. When I did my extensive review of content and what people were saying about these two platforms, I did a fair bit, Kurt, for the show. That is the classical view, even the videos that have recently been done, because both of these programs are really pushing hard with new features, new AI, and they are aiming at one another. So they're in a feature war. So I had to check when I was looking at the video that was 6 months old, or a review or blog post, I had to check, because it's a dynamic situation. Yeah. But I think the majority of reviewers would agree with you. I just feel that the overlap is pushing it right now. So it's really difficult, but I might be totally wrong.
Where I kind of get lost in the because your supposition at the beginning is, let's say I've got a new client and we're having a conversation about learning sites, right? It has to be a realistic conversation about how are you going to use email? How are you going to use these features? Because Kajabi is one of those things that has all these things and you go, oh, I got to have it, like fear of missing out. And then you sign up for it and then you don't use half the stuff.
You probably use 20% of it at best.
I have a platform that I use that's a SaaS platform for my agency. And I tell people all the time that I love the platform, but admittedly, I only use half of it. It does so much other stuff I don't even touch. And I think Kajabi's in that danger zone where you're going to have access to all of these tools and chances are it's going to become overwhelmed for you and you're going to focus on running your business or marketing or whatever and half of those features aren't even going to get touched.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good place to have our middle break, folks. We've had a great discussion. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Coming back, we've had a feast of knowledge, or a feast of knowledge from Kurt. I just think I've been waffling, but trying to focus. I'm all over the place. I've been all over the place for the last couple of months. And with the extended weekend, I'm all over the place again. So that's me, folks. So before we go into the second half, I want to point out we've got a great free resource. If you've got any questions that come up when you're listening or watching this show, we've got a great free resource where you can put your questions, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. It's totally free. Just go over to Facebook, put the Membership Machine Show in search, and the group will come up and join. Started posting again today and getting back into things. I've made a load of videos over the weekend and I'm posting them up to the WP Tonic YouTube channel. So that's another great free resource. So please join us there and we'll answer any questions that might have come up during the show. So let's look at some of the competition. One of their main competitors is Podia. I quite like Podia. It definitely has not got all the swings and roundabouts of either Kajabi or LearnWorlds, but if you're starting out, I really see it as one of the main competitors to WordPress. The only thing I don't like about it is their mover plan. It's great month-to-month flat price of $39. But I got a 5% transactional fee and I just don't like it. The Shaker is $89 without the transactional fee. I also have noticed a lot of people running their marketing website on WordPress and they have their Podia on a subdomain. I've noticed quite a few people that I follow have that kind of setup. They've also got a secondary product which does the marketing, the email marketing. And you've got to pay extra. I think it's $20 if you want that extra add-on. What's your views of Podia, Kurt?
Well, first off, unlike you, I think 5% is a deal, especially when I see plans that are $5 per transaction.
Yeah.
Because then we have to remember that in order for that to be a deal, each transaction would have to be over $100. And when we start thinking about the subscription models that most people are starting to use now, it's, you know, $29 a month, $19 a month, something like that. And so if you strip $5 off the top of that every month, that is a chunk. That's 20 or 25% of your revenue. Whereas Podia has just taken the 5%. Podia, now this is where I'm going to sound kind of weird, because the thing that we dinged Podia on before was its web building capabilities and its lack of flexibility in editing and stuff. But I think if I was going to be realistic, I think Podia actually gives you more flexibility in overall like page design and stuff like that than Kajabi does. Because I think there's more of a structured template with Kajabi, whereas Podia had that drag and drop editor that you were able to move some things around in. You don't have a great deal of flexibility, you know, like you do in WordPress, but overall, I think Podia is a really, really good tool to take a look at. I think we're getting into that same conversation, whereas like Podia is great for hosting the courses and selling some courses, but it's not going to have all of those tools and capabilities that Kajabi has.
Yeah, I think you're totally spot on there. I still think it's one of the leaders. I group it in one of the top four SaaSes, Kajabi, LearnWorld, Podia. I would put Podia on top, actually. I don't know who number four. I think number four, it oscillates with me. Now, let's talk about the leading WordPress alternative. Now, which is Lifter LMS. I think for what you get for the free product or one of the lower bundles, it's amazing value, because the free is free and you can just pay for a Stripe add-on, and that's $149 a year. The only thing is you're going to have to add your hosting. At WP Tonic, you get Lifter LMS, the Infinity, and you get a host of other key plugins that will make all part of the hosting price. And we start at $35 a month. You have to get that price, you have to pay annually. But that $35 is totally competitive to some of the better hosting providers that don't provide us all the plugins that we provide, like WP Engine, Kinsta. There's a cut or Conversio or Pagely, or you know,
a lot of ways.
Well, I'm
throwing stuff out there.
I wouldn't recommend that, actually, because I really see that as more the agency power user. Yeah. And I think that's what they're marketed at, really. I think the other four that I've just mentioned, if you're just a mere mortal, I think you're going to be fine. But that's just my opinion. But Lifter LMS provides a free product that has a subscription engine. And like I say, you just pay $149 for their Stripe add-on per year. And then you just got to sort out the hosting. And what you really need is a modern page builder and maybe a CRM marketing optimization like Fluent CRM or WP Funnels, and you're off. You can do literally everything. But then you've got other bundles, the Earth Bundle at $299. They do give discounts for the first year, but I'm giving the regular prices here. Universal Bundle for $499. And then you've got the Infinity, which is around $1,500. But I think for what it offers in the free with the Stripe, with the right hosting, I think it's amazing value, flexibility. What do you reckon?
Oh boy, it's a loaded question. I am a huge, huge fan of Lifter LMS. So part of the reasons is because you get that unlimited flexibility and ownership with WordPress. You can build what you want. Like the things I mentioned with Kajabi saying, well, I can't move the button, I can't move the video, I can't. You can do whatever you want in WordPress and build whatever you want, which is super, super refreshing. It's intimidating to some, but it's like refreshing for the masses. So you can build exactly what you want. And then when I start looking at the pricing, Jonathan, I know that the Infinity Bundle comes with hosting at WP Tonic. So let's take that off the table for the conversation. Let's say someone's paying $1,500 a year to get the Infinity bundle with Lifter LMS. That is like a drop in the bucket compared to what they're paying at Kajabi for something. And so then you have to start thinking, well, what are the pros and cons and the apples and oranges and oranges? And you can get into, like you had mentioned, a CRM. Well, Lifter LMS comes with notifications and engagements out of the box. If I wanted to have an engagement that sent an email 14 days after someone signed up for a course, I could build that in Lifter LMS and it would be automated and it would work. And so I could totally do that. Now, is that the way I prefer to use Lifter LMS? No, I have access to your suite of tools, right? So yeah, I prefer to have it with a full-blown CRM and a form tool and all those things. But realistically, for someone to come out of the chute, build a course and market it, Lifter LMS out of the box does the job. And you know, with some things. So I'm just such a huge fan of what Lifter does when we compare it to these SaaS platforms. I really don't think they hold a candle to it. And it's especially when you get into the finance side. When I looked, so Kajabi has that deal where you could add a mobile application to it for an extra $200 a month. Well, by the time you do that, that's $7,200 a year, right? It's $4,800 if you don't have a mobile app. And for $4,800 a year, it's like I could have a Lifter LMS website and pay for like pay-per-click advertising in Meta or Google to drive business. So I got to think about what am I going to do if I actually have the capital to build an e-learning empire of my own. If I have this money and I have this choice or this choice, which way am I going to go? The WordPress way is going to win for me because it just makes more sense.
I think it's the same problem as what WooCom has faced with Shopify. Mm. I think Kajabi
perception of ease.
Yeah, which I criticize because I don't think it really is there. And I would say the same thing with Shopify. I think if you're looking at a bog standard Shopify setup, yeah, but I've never met anybody that, it's been over 6 years since I built a large Shopify solution. But before that, I was building them out reasonably regularly, and I never found a customer that wanted a bog standard Shopify setup. And that's the same with Kajabi. But it is when it comes to courses, it is seen as the Shopify of the course solution. Yeah. I don't know where Podio's seen. That's questionable, but I think that's really there, and they've been very clever and excellent. And also they've used the creator market, the influencer market, very effectively too. And every review you see at Kajabi, the message is hammered away by their influencers that are part of their affiliate plan. Let's move on to another one, Teachable. What would you say about Teachable?
Teachable, by all accounts that I've been able to research and look at, is like the easiest. Like people say it's great for beginners. And when you start to look at screenshots and demos and look through their website, I'm kind of agreeable to that. I still struggle with the idea that any kind of LMS is like simple. Right? Like there's a learning curve to absolutely everything, but Teachable, as far as the investment required and the onboarding to it, it seems like one of the easier platforms to set up.
Yeah. I think it's been around a long, you know, I think if I was looking at them, it's like they've got a starter plan at $39, exactly as Podio, but they want 7.5%. transactional fee. If I was looking at Teachable or Podio, I'd go with Podio, end of story, myself. But other people might have a different opinion, but that's my honest opinion. Thinkific, what's your thoughts on Thinkific?
I still am angry at Thinkific for what they did last year. Thinkific used to have a free plan.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of people enrolled in the free plan. And then all of a sudden the free plan went away and they didn't grandfather the old like free users into some ongoing thing, like, you know, like, oh, we'll honor this until you change some parameter or whatever. They just instantly said, you're either done or you can pay us. And that is the nightmare of going the SaaS route to me. That is, we have this conversation all the time on the Membership Machine Show. Like, some SaaS platforms meet the need when you have the need, and that's great. But when they change, you're changing. You don't have ownership in it. You can't move it to another host if you're unhappy. You're basically renting space in someone else's playground. And when they change the rules, they change the rules.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did that. I'm not surprised. But funny enough, Kajabi did something similar, but a few more years ago, they had Kajabi 1.0 and it wasn't working out for them, and they dumped a load of people. They didn't offer a grandfathered, and they just brought out Kajabi 2, and they practically dumped all the Kajabi 1 people. So a lot of these platforms have that track record. But yeah, it wasn't great. Like I say, it's very similar to what I said about Teachable. It's not bad, but if I was looking at the competition, it would be Teachable or Thinkific would be in the bottom four. It would be either Kajabi, LearnWorlds and Podio would be in. I don't know where I'd put those three. It just depends on what you were looking for. So I can't say in those top three I can put them in a specific order, because it just depends on. I say that I'll put WordPress on top with Lifter LMS for the price, flexibility, ownership of your IP, either your intellectual property. I would put Lifter on the top, and then the other three, I don't know. It depends on what you're looking for. That's how I would approach it. But I think Teachable and Thinkific are both out of that top four. They're not bad, but it would either be Lifter LMS or WordPress or the three I've just mentioned. Does that make any sense, Kurt?
It does. It does. For me, Teachable and Thinkific are out. They're just out. Teachable's great for beginners and all that, but I'm not a beginner. Jonathan and my clients, if they're working with me, I'm not going to consider them to be beginners in that space. Like, you're paying for a consultant for a reason, right? You want access to certain tools. And I just don't think that Teachable is great for the market that it's focused on, but it's not focused on my market with my clients. So, and then, like I said, Thinkific with the price changes and moving things around and not honoring their agreement with their users. I just don't have a lot of patience for that.
Well, it's called business ethics, something.
Yeah.
That's something that's out of fashion. It's increasingly getting out of fashion, isn't it?
It is increasingly out of fashion. For me, and I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. We're definitely going to have to record this for posterity. I was actually really, really impressed with some of the changes, some of the UX changes, and the waterfall of features that Kajabi gives the user. Does it come at a price? Absolutely.
I think they've been under pressure from Podio and from LearnWorlds. I think they've been under pressure from those two main and from WordPress. Because in some ways, with the better page builders like Cadence, WP, Elementor, There's about three or four decent page builders, and Fluent CRM or WP Funnels. WordPress has got a lot better, a lot better. It's just a very competitive area now. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and some of your more thoughts?
Well, person to person, the best place to reach me is on LinkedIn. I'm getting spammed like crazy on LinkedIn right now, but it's still a good place. I'm the only Kurt Von Ahn in there, easy to find. For business, it would be anything Mañana Nomás, mañananomás.com, Mañana Nomás on X or Facebook. Those work great.
That's fantastic. And if you got value from this show, or you're getting value on a regular basis, folks, and me and Kurt really hope you are, can you do us a favor? If you're listening on your phone, iOS or Android and you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, you can leave us a review really easy. Both of those platforms allow you to write a review. You just scroll down and it will show review. You click a button and you can leave us a review and give us 1 or 5 stars. And that really does help the show, because we then are shown to new users and it allows us to grow. And if you could do that, we would be both really very appreciative. We will be back next week with either something around WordPress, SaaS, or marketing in general to help you make your membership community a success in 2025. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.